Great to be back with you. We've got another GoldSeek.com radio gold nugget segment lined up with our featured guest, Bill Murphy from Gotta.org. Bill Murphy is at the helm of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, Gotta, with Chris Powell. It's great to have you back.
Great to be here, Chris. Thank you.
You know, interesting story today popped up on the Gotta.org website. One of our favorite guests, Dr. Chris Martinson, has recently endorsed the gold manipulation story. And I can tell you, after many conversations with Dr. Martinson, he wouldn't endorse this story if it didn't have some substance. Can you give us maybe an overview of the gold manipulation story? I mean, I think we all could use one again.
Well, basically, Chris Powell and I, my colleague, thought it was just the bullion banks, you know, the Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Deutsche Bank, so on, manipulating the gold price after the long-term capital management blew up, because we could see what they were doing in the market and one story after another. It was obvious that they were preventing the price from going up because it would have created some havoc in the banking system, and the Fed got involved and so on. Initially, we thought it was just the bullion banks. Then we realized it was much bigger, that it was the Fed, the Treasury, the Bank of England, the Bank for International Settlements, and it's all encompassing. And, you know, we've been at this since early 1999, exposing this thing, and I think eventually it's going to be the biggest financial scandal in U.S. history when eventually it leads to a blow up in the gold market, silver market, too. So we're on the case, have been all this time. It's great to have Chris Martinson on board, and the more the merrier that this travesty gets exposed, because it's going to lead to a lot of other dysfunctional things in U.S. financial markets as time goes on. We're starting to see it now, by the way.
I think it's interesting because the crowd just keeps growing. We don't hear of any defectors. I like how Martinson points out eventually the crowd, they ridicule you, fight you, and then they just say you were lucky, and then finally they accept it. The Argentine real has collapsed. Gold has just skyrocketed, just shy of 100% in a year. I mean, that would put gold north of $2,400. And if this sounds like just an anomaly, it also occurred with the ruble about 6 months ago as well. It's like their pillars, the manipulators, the pillars of their support are tumbling. Maybe it's going to take the U.S. dollar to roll over. Jim Rogers had him on recent weeks. He's just waiting for the moment for the U.S. dollar to peak.
Well, it makes sense. You know, the problem is, I guess, that all the currencies stink right now. But the thing with the dollar, which stands out, it's so overowned by other countries, and that's the difference between a weak currency and the dollar. So when it goes, if people want to get out, there's so many of them all over the world that it would be like a waterfall, and that could create the kind of panic in the gold market in dollar terms as we've seen in other countries, as you brought up.
Okay, well, let's talk a bit about the Federal Reserve. What an interesting story here. You know, I know a lot of people in the gold crowd, they don't want to hear about it. They don't want to talk about the Fed. Well, there's all kinds of agendas there. In the final analysis, whether or not you think they're leading the herd or they're essentially following rates, it looks like there is a lot of lack of unity. Let's call it that. A lack of unity, a lack of coherence at the Fed. As we saw at the latest FOMC meeting, they didn't move rates higher as they'd promised. Wasn't a big surprise to us because, you know, the Fed funds futures rate said there was a 77% chance they weren't going to raise rates. Now it looks like they won't raise rates in December. So there could be a rate shutout, if you will, for the rest of 2015. What do you think brought about this change of heart at the Fed?
Well, I think the big concern is which is getting a lot of coverage, is the emerging markets, that even the small rate increase could really send them off the edge. So I think, and the Fed mentioned China, of course, and so there's a lot of considerations. But when it comes to the gold price, this whole thing's laughable. The Fed being at zero for the past 4 years has been nothing but negative for the gold market. So what if it went up 1%, 2%? I know in the 70s, you know, when rates were going up, gold was making its move. It really has nothing to do with it in terms of gold. It has to do with the gold cartel, is that group that I was talking about, and their ability to control the physical markets in gold and silver. And when they start to lose control there, and we think that process is in motion now, albeit slowly, then the gold and silver markets are just going to explode. And it'll probably happen out of nowhere.
We just saw that with the Argentina real. I mean, the currency went vertical. And what I find interesting about it is we here in the United States are in a different situation. We haven't had that hyperinflation for so long, not since you could argue maybe the Civil War. So, you know, we're talking 150 years at least, if not more. So it has left the minds of even our most senior folks here in the United States. We have a heritage of it here in the South, in a region that has grappled with inflation problems and hyperinflation now for decades, if not longer. One would think they would be prepared, but at some point, I guess it could become a problem here as well. All right, let's move on. What do you think could be the tipping point that sends the metal skyward? Have the shorts just run out of ammo? I mean, we're seeing the XAU and the HUI. One wonders how much further they could really fall.
The shares is... Everybody knows who's in them. It's just been beyond terrible. I mean, look at Barrick Gold. When we started my website in 98, and God, I mean, Barrick was 17, 18, and the other day it had a five handle on it. I mean, that is just beyond comprehension. So everybody's pretty much thrown in the towel in all this, and yet I think when it eventually turns, the moves up will just be spectacular. But many in our camp, including myself, could have said that last year, and look where we are. So I do think it will be some kind of black swan event. Other people think like this for good reason, something we haven't thought of, probably be derivatives related, counterparty risk issues and so on, and then it'll just suddenly feed on itself and it will come upon us very quickly. I think that's what the general population is not prepared for, in terms of the speed that gold and silver are going to move up when they finally take off. Tim, I must say, silver is the worst acting market I've ever seen in 40 years, and it has been for 4.5 years. And every time you think there's a little signs of it changing, it goes right back and acts the way it has been all this time. And many of us are looking for that just to change dramatically, but it just doesn't. You know, what I've been looking at for a while is this open interest in silver, which was about 202,000 and a few months ago, and now it's finally come down to about 156,000. I'm hoping it disappears another 20 or 30, 40,000 contracts. This was at an all-time high a few months ago, and it's just at low prices. It's just ludicrous. I mean, that is just never happens in markets because, you know, there's no reason to hedge when you're way below the cost of production and all that sort of thing. So, I mean, normally open interest would collapse, and it's not been the case, and that's how managed this has been by the paper money crowd, the J.P. Morgans, and so on.
You brought up such an important point, and I think it reminds me of a lot of the reading I've been doing in Nicholas Taleb, Fooled by Randomness, Black Swan, and now Anti-Fragile, where he talks about this interesting concept that markets are incredibly fragile. I mean, more so than like a crystal vase or something. I mean, but unfortunately, we've built up this ideology around the markets. Hedge fund managers and institutions, they're long, primarily long, and even the hedge funds, you know, which are supposed to be about hedging risk, are primarily long-only funds nowadays because it works so well for 6 or 7 years. And then what happens? The market, the equities market, blows up out of the blue. Diamond pattern in the weekly charts, and the S&P collapses. I'm beginning to think, after reading his work and seeing the suddenness and abruptness of moves in these markets, if you don't start accumulating through dollar cost averaging now at these levels, even if they drop another 10 or 20%, you're going to likely miss the move higher because I don't think they're going to sound the alarm this time. You know, back in 2011, you had an opportunity. I mean, we'd been consolidating in an uptrend for several years at that point. I don't know that it's going to happen like that this time. I think there could be a mad dash back to the precious metals, but what else is on the radar screen today?
I think it's we just pretty much covered in the sense of looking to see if our stock markets all of a sudden just really go into a dive mode. And, you know, in the past, we've had these V-bottoms all the time this past year, and now we are not getting that. In other words, all the dips are bought, but they don't go anywhere. Then they come in and the market sold again, and it's constantly getting sold. And a real battering of the stock market here could increase the fear trade for gold and for silver, and that also could be a big catalyst, because what's the Fed going to do for an encore? It could be leading to the kind of talk we've had on your radio show today that you brought up.
If they can't risk raising rates a quarter point, given the supposed robust economic numbers that we've seen here for months, what is it that they're seeing that they're not telling the rest of us? And there's been a lot of conjecture that they're nervous about China, which is maybe entering a recession. Europe has been teetering on a recession, you know, due to the peripheral nation issues. they're going to try to take everything down in this deflationary-like mode, which might even hurt commodities a little bit more. And that is when I think the big guys are going to convert their profits into gold, silver, and black gold. I think black gold is going to regain some strength here in the next few months. Bill Murphy from Gata.org and La Metropole Cafe, could you tell folks more and offer any contact information, please?
Sure, Chris. If people want to take out a 2-week free trial to La Metropole Cafe, they can do so and see if it's of value to them, and then subscription site. And then my colleague Chris Powell puts out great releases that go to www.gata.org and sign up to be on the list. So it's pretty simple.
Well, we appreciate all you do. Thank you, sir.
And thank you, Chris.
Thank you.